عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يدنى المؤمن يوم القيامة من ربه حتى يضع كنفه عليه فيقرره بذنوبه فيقول أتعرف ذنب كذا أتعرف ذنب كذا فيقول ربي أعرف قال فإني قد سترتها عليك في الدنيا وأنا أغفرها لك اليوم فيعطى صحيفة حسناته رواه البخاري ومسلم. It is narrated from Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, A believer will be brought close to his Lord on the day of resurrection until Allah will cover him in his mercy. Then Allah will make him admit to his sins, saying, Do you know such and such sin? He will respond, saying, My Lord, I know it well. Allah will then say, I have concealed it in the world, and I am pardoning you for it today. He will then be given his book of good deeds.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners, beginning by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, يُدْنِي الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ حَتَّى يَذَعَ كَنَفَهُمْ. A believer will be brought close to his Rabb and his sustainer on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will cover him in his mercy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him confess his sins. And how will Allah do it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, tell him, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبٍ كَذَا وَكَذَا. You know, أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبٍ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Do you remember this particular guna and sin that you had done? After all, Allah ta'ala is the one who knows everything. And he said, yes, Ya Rabbi, Arif, I know this particular sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, I covered it up for you in this life. And I will do so now, and I forgive it for you today. Then the record of his good deeds will be handed out to him. This is a hadith. And from this hadith, it speaks volumes of the mercy and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in us both the capacity to do both good and bad. فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. Allah has given us the ability to do righteous deeds and to be so inclined. He has also created in us the urge and temptation towards sin. Now, sin is no ordinary matter. It has the capacity to destroy oneself spiritually. And we cannot leave sin the way it is, because if it is left, it can destroy us. It can darken our entire spiritual heart, cover us completely in evil. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has shown us the way. Sin is a disease. The antidote with regard to it is tawbah. Sins and mistakes are part and parcel of a human being's temperament. Committing them is not surprising. Refusal to acknowledge it is surprising. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا اَعْتَرَفَ ثُمَّ تَابَ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. When a believer acknowledges his wrong and he turns towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns towards him with forgiveness. Therefore, among the du'as of the pious, اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. Oh Allah, show us wrong as wrong and give us the ability to stay away from it. So the first aspect with regard to it is to acknowledge the wrong. And that is the first part towards tawbah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn towards us with mercy and forgiveness. And this is the difference between Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and shaitan and Iblis. When Iblis committed an error which led to his expulsion from Jannah, what did he say as he was being expelled and he was being told to quit Jannah? Rabbi bima aghwaytani. Oh Allah, because of you I have been misled. What did Adam alayhi salatu wa salam do comparatively? Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, I have done wrong upon my soul. If you don't forgive me and have mercy upon me, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Then I will be amongst the losers. So the first aspect with regard to gaining Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness is acknowledgement of the sin. Away from the other prerequisites with regard to tawbah and having our sins forgiven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most ghafoorur rahim, one who is forgiving, merciful, who is sattarul uyub, who conceals our faults. Allah ta'ala searches for ways, not out of obligation, but out of his mercy and kindness towards humanity in forgiving people. In Sahih Muslim, no less an authority than Sahih Muslim, there is a riwayat of a sinner who had committed great amount of sin, but he had a fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Out of the fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told his children and his near and dear ones, when I pass away, you know, burn me and take my ashes and scatter it around. And they did so. And he was brought before Almighty Allah. Oh, he will be brought before Almighty Allah. Oh, my banda bondsman, why did you do so? Ya Allah, I had committed so many wrongs and I was afraid of accountability. And I thought that maybe if I was burned and scattered into dust, then I would not be, you know, able to, I will not have to account for my deeds. Allah will say that the wrong that you had done was wrong. But this particular feeling of accountability, go because of that, I have forgiven you. Nabi Karim s.a.w. had said in one hadith, when Nabi Karim s.a.w. saw a woman searching for her child when she was a prisoner of war, and when she got the child, she kept the child towards her bosom and freely feeding the child. Nabi Karim s.a.w. said, Allahu arhamu bi'ibadihi min hadhihi biwaladiha. Allah is more forgiving and more merciful and more kind to the bondsman than what this woman is towards her child. Yes, Allah is more forgiving and more merciful and kind to us than what a mother is towards a child. A trader came in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is made mention in the hadith. And Allah will ask him, what good deed do you do? And he said, Ya Allah, I had no good deeds. I can't think of much. But I had one quality. I was very kind and merciful to people. When they could not pay, I told them, take time. When they took delay in paying, I gave them that delay. Allah will say, are you more merciful than me? Are you more merciful than me? If you had been so merciful to my creation, go, I will forgive you because of your mercy towards my creation. Allah looks for ways and means to forgive people. Respected listeners, let us take this particular type of the attitude of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acknowledge the wrong that we have done, turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rectify and amend our ways. The hadith makes mention that Allah will conceal the person's guna and sin. And Allah will say, go, I have concealed it in this dunya, I will conceal it in the year after. And therefore, one of the ways of seeking and getting Allah's concealment is you also conceal the faults of others. If you conceal the faults of others, Allah, inshallah, will conceal our faults. Therefore, amongst the du'as that the pious people used to make, Allahumma asturna bi sitrika al-jameel. O Allah, cover us with your graceful and elegant concealment. This hadith speaks volumes of the mercy, forgiveness, and the concealment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those fortunate ones who achieve Allah's forgiveness, mercy, and concealment. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.